Patient name Patsy, that's P-A-T-S-Y, last name Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, 8/15/1942. Date of service, 10/8/24. This is an 82-year-old female patient. She's here today, complains of mild low back pain and also has some bladder spasms. She says she's had multiple urinary tract infections over the years, and she says that it feels like another urinary tract infection. It's been going on for approximately 3 days. She did have some leg pain associated with this, which is now resolved. Once again, the only complaint she has today now is that about a possible urinary tract infection. No other symptoms to verbalize. She doesn't have any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She does complain of bladder pain when her bladder is full. And once again, more predominantly, this was a day ago. Period, new paragraph. As far as other symptoms, review systems were completely negative, except for what is mentioned in the chief complaint above. Period, new paragraph. This patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or activity intolerance. She carries on her everyday activities in normal form and fashion. She does take medications for various comorbidities. Prior medical history. We'll begin with vital signs. Blood pressure, 119 over 65, pulse 87, respirations 18, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 95%. Prior medical history, hypertension, high cholesterol, hypothyroid, gastroesophageal reflux, also arthritis. Period to paragraph. Medications, she's taking enalapril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20-10, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Omeprazole 20 milligrams over-the-counter daily, Aspirin 81 milligram, Gabapentin 200 milligrams, 300 milligrams, which she takes for some intermittent leg pain, then Gemfibrozil for cholesterol management, 600 milligrams, BID, period, to paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round. Ears, no tympanic membrane, erythema. Neck is soft, no fibromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. No JVD. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. There is no distress. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period in a paragraph. Extremities, +5 muscle strength in all extremities. There is no lower extremity edema. Period in a paragraph. By way of testing today, we did a urinalysis, which came back surprisingly normal. However, it does not exclude a diagnosis of interstitial cystitis. Period in the paragraph, assessment implant, interstitial cystitis. Patient will receive Cipro 500 milligrams BID for 10 days. She's going to monitor her symptoms. I've advised her to take, get plenty of fluids, get plenty of rest, and then return back to clinic in 3 days if not improved. Patient understands plan of care. She can follow up as needed. I did ask her to return to clinic in 3 days for a follow-up.